Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Another thing, stop playing us, man. We the Detroit Lions. We the Detroit Lions, stop playing with us. I don't even watch TV, but I heard everybody already picked the Packers over us. Stop playing with us. That's all I gotta say, man. Don't let these tears fool you. It's all dog around this mug.
It is that time of the day, time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode. You can check it out every morning at 7:45 here on the program. A very fitting intro today with Jamal Williams, his all-time rant after the Detroit Lions took down my beloved Green Bay Packers last year.
Yeah. Yeah, what a thrilling moment in Lions history. Yeah. Don't make the playoffs, but yay. But I appreciate you playing that instead of me saying, I'm on a team that will not yield.
That's you still said fun. It right there.
Yes, I can't help myself. I am ranting kind of about the Lions today, but today my rant's about my Uncle Bill and Paul Kaharsky and the Detroit Lions.
Okay.
So, first of all, my Uncle Bill Pratt, great guy, lives in Florida with my grandmother, his mother. He's the oldest, my Uncle Bill. My grandma, 95 years old, still rocking and rolling, Phyllis. And, you know, she's a big Detroit Tigers fan, and she still watches them every day. But my Uncle Bill is the greatest Lions fan I know. And I'm here to tell you that it's okay for my Uncle Bill to be a Lions fan. Here's why. That family, my mom was the second oldest. They moved from Michigan to Canton, Ohio for a few years. And in that time, in the 1950s, the Detroit Lions were the toast of professional football. In fact, the Detroit Lions and the Cleveland Browns were the toast of professional football, and they met often for championships, for the world championships of the NFL. This was before the Super Bowl, but they were championships, my friend. And the Detroit Lions and Cleveland Browns met, and of course, if you're a young school child in Ohio at that time.
What a matchup.
I know. How about that, right? This is the glory days of the NFL, okay? And if you're a young Bobby Lane and I think Otto Graham, right? Yeah, Otto Graham. You're a young school kid from Michigan in Ohio at that time. Just imagine the trash talk going on at school on a daily basis.
Oh,
so
yeah.
In December, so my Uncle Bill, long story short, was in second grade, and he got to, because back then, like, the championship was in, like, December, you know, like, they didn't get to the new year before they settled this thing. He got to go in second grade. He's told me this story. And he got to go to school and talk trash to all these Browns fans because the Detroit Lions beat the Cleveland Browns for the championship. And I've always, because of that, even though I ended my Lions addiction long ago and went to a fulfilling life of making fun of the Detroit Lions, he has a Lions license plate on his thing. He always had season tickets when he lived in Michigan. And I said, good for you. You've seen them win a championship.
You've enjoyed a championship.
You should absolutely live out your life loving the Lions, and he does.
Absolutely.
And good for him. So Paul Kaharsky, the NFL Hall of Fame committee, you know, they all have to take – basically this committee, I think it includes like Peter King's on it and whoever. Like, it's like 12 people, and they all have to take a person every year as a contributor. And, of course, you know, Bud Adams is someone who – I think PK has argued his case for. They've taken contributor every year, and they have to build a case for the contributor. And so PK's, he told me when he was filling in for you, you know, Buddy Parker, coaching those Lions teams to championships. And I said, PK, my Uncle Bill, was a beneficiary. That was a great moment in his life. And he said, give me his number. So PK went into that Hall of Fame committee, and he led with my Uncle Bill.
Yes.
And Buddy freaking Parker got in the Hall of Fame.
You're
gosh darn
right
it.
He did.
And I tell you what, maybe it is a new era for the Detroit Lions. My Uncle Bill got Buddy Parker in the Hall of Fame via Paul Kaharsky, and I think the Lions are winning the freaking Super Bowl this year. The end.
This is a great story. It really is. He's in the Hall of Fame, and maybe this is the magic elixir that the Detroit Lions have been searching for decades.
Maybe it is. Like, I really want to see. I mean – I'd like to know, in all seriousness, like if that he didn't happen to mention that to me and I didn't give him my Uncle Bill, like
would he be in the Hall of Fame?
Like, did my Uncle Bill actually make the difference? And they were like, oh my God, this guy, Uncle Bill, sounds amazing. Buddy Parker, you're in.
So let me ask you this. You had this conversation here in the studio.
Yeah.
Is the Robbie and Rex Road program responsible for a Hall of Fame induction?
I think we also get some credit as well.
I mean, I wasn't here, so I won't take any credit.
And, of course, this will be in Canton. That's where he was in elementary school.
Yeah.
Talking trash to those Canton kids about the Lions over the Browns. Life comes full circle.
This could be my favorite story you've ever told. This could be the greatest Rex fan of all time.
It's amazing. Like, PK texted me, I guess, was it 2 days ago? He's like, he's in! Buddy's in! You know, I'm like, what? And I'm like, so wait, did you use Michael Bill? He's like, I led with Uncle Bill. Holy crap. Good job, Uncle
Bill.
That's
amazing.
Go Lions. I hope I do. You know, look, I cannot, if the Lions win a Super Bowl in my lifetime, I cannot enjoy it. I have disavowed the Lions. But I will feel good for people, especially like Uncle Bill, who have been with them this whole time. So I do hope it happens.
I hope it happens, too, at some point. Even as a Green Bay Packers fan, I would love to see at some point, maybe not now, but at some point, the Detroit Lions break through. I feel like it's a fan base that deserves it.
I think so, too. Why does Herb from McEwen say, y'all better stop drinking before the show? What about during the show,
well,
Herb? Is during okay?
Before is not the problem. I'm looking at the odds right now, Joe. There are, let's see here, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams, only 8 teams that are ahead of the Detroit Lions for Super Bowl odds on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Kansas City, Philadelphia, Buffalo, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Dallas, Baltimore, and the New York Jets. Those are the only teams that have higher Super Bowl odds than the Detroit Lions this year.
So I will say, you go down that list of the usual suspects, and then you start talking Dallas and New York Jets, and I'm like, yeah, I'm just almost as dubious of them as the Lions, you know? So
that means
I guess it's fine.
Detroit Lions have the fourth highest odds as we sit here today in the NFC to win the Super Bowl.
Which tells you a little bit about the NFC, doesn't it?
I actually think they're going to win the division. I really do. I think they're going to win the division. I think they're going to host a home playoff game, and we'll see where it goes from there.
I love my Uncle Bill, and I'm talking about him, so I'm just going to hold my opinion on what they're going to do to myself. I'm not going to say how they're going to go 6-11 and finish last.
Well,
I'm sorry, Uncle Bill. I'm sorry.
Okay, so let's say they break through this year, not win the Super Bowl, but let's say they get to the playoffs and win a playoff game, which, by the way, hasn't happened since when? When's the last time they won a playoff game?
1991 season, January of 92, yeah.
So,
they killed the Cowboys. I was like, oh, they're going to dominate the Cowboys.
I was born in 1992, a little bit later that year. So I was not alive
the
last time the Detroit Lions won a playoff game.
I was in a dormitory having a time of my life watching that
I'm
one.
I'm sure you were. So let's say they win a playoff game this year. Is that officially it, that your uncle has broken the curse, the generational curse of the Detroit Lions?
Well, I mean, I think you got to win it, don't you? I mean, the playoff.
They haven't won a playoff game in 31 years.
I know, but it's an incredible stat. It's hard to believe, but you don't break the curse until you actually win the thing, right?
I guess not.
So
could be waiting a while.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Hendon Hooker, get in there at some point.
Yeah, well, it may absolutely. I mean, I like that pick. So maybe down the road.
This has been the Rex Rant with Joe Rexrode, potentially the best Rex Rant of all time. 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll be joined by our good buddy Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. We'll get his thoughts on all things NFL, his thoughts on the Titans and Treylon Burks and more. We'll do that coming up next. Make sure you join 1025-1063 The Game at Door Jam this Saturday, celebrating Vanderbilt sports at the David Williams Recreation Center. The fun kicks off at 2 p.m. and will include autograph sessions, photo booths, and lawn games. Head on out there to support Vanderbilt athletics as fall sports return here in just a couple weeks. And Vanderbilt football back in action a week from Saturday. So looking forward to that. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, The Game.